Support for this podcast comes from Troy University, dedicated to teaching a new generation to lead change. Information on leadership opportunities available to students from day one is at troy.edu/leadchange.
From Troy Public Radio, this is the News Wrap from In Focus, and I'm Carolyn Hutchison. Todd Stacy, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, discusses the results of the District 2 primary election runoff. And he has a noisy wild card to share. Todd Stacy, thank you so much for joining us as host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, and you're in your office at the State House.
Yeah, good to be with you.
Todd, give us a wrap-up of the recent primary election runoff.
Yeah, so the Alabama's 2nd Congressional District, this is the brand new district that was essentially drawn by the courts, went to a runoff, two runoffs for the Republican nomination and the Democratic nomination. And so the winners emerged from that are Caroline Dobson on the Republican side. She defeated former State Senator Dick Brubaker about 58-42%. And then on the Democratic side, Shamari Figures defeated Anthony Daniels 61%-39%. So big wins for Dobson and Figures, and they will face each other on the November general election ballot.
Since you mentioned the November election, the Democrats are trying to make sure that Joe Biden gets on the calendar. Tell me about that.
That's right. Last week, Secretary of State Wes Allen sent a letter to the Democratic National Committee warning them that because their convention is so late this year, it's actually after the deadline for qualifying under Alabama law. And the result of that could be, if nothing changes, that President Joe Biden would be left off of Alabama's ballot. And nobody wants that. And so the legislature right now is considering legislation to basically extend that deadline, at least temporarily, to allow President Biden to appear on the ballot. And it's not controversial. In fact, the Alabama Republican Party came out with a statement yesterday saying they support it. They want, you know, a fair ballot system. Nobody wants any funny business on the Alabama ballot for the general election.
So speaking of funny business, do you have a wild card for us?
Well, everybody in Alabama is very familiar with cicadas, right? The noise we sometimes hear in the summer. And we're going to hear a lot more of it here soon because they're coming out of hibernation of a 13-year brooding cycle. And so look for those cicada noises to really increase later this month and into May. You know, it's just the sound of my childhood, the sound of summer. So there's something nostalgic about it.
I want to ask you, Todd, I've been watching your program this week, and I noticed that the legislature is zooming along with all of these bills. So who is going to be on your show tonight at 7:30 and Sunday at noon?
We've got a good show tonight. Representative Danny Garrett, he's the House Education Budget Committee chairman. The education budget passed this week, and so he talks about all those details. He's also involved in the workforce issue that we've talked about so much. Also got Representative Chris England. He's been involved in the criminal justice reform issue for some time, and he's been successful at some legislation and unsuccessful at others. But we really get in deep about the issue of criminal justice reforms in our overcrowded prisons. So it's a good episode. Please tune in tonight, 7:30 on Alabama Public Television.
And Todd, let's remind your listeners that they can check on past episodes and really get that depth coverage that we've come to expect from Capital Journal. Where can they get those?
The easiest place is YouTube. We're on YouTube. Everybody's familiar with that. You just search for Capital Journal, and you can actually subscribe right there for free, and you never miss an episode.
Well, I want to thank you for joining us today with a great wild card. We'll be listening out for those cicadas.
Good to be with you.
That was Todd Stacy, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal. Thanks for joining us today for the News Wrap from In Focus. I'm Carolyn Hutchison, and this is listener-supported Troy Public Radio.